listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Peace be with you in the name of Pilate. Amen. Peace be with you in the name of Rome, who keeps the world at peace. Amen. Peace be with you in the name of the United Nations, in the name of the United States of America. Peace be with you in the name of the great peacekeeping powers of this world. Amen.
Amen.
Really? Peace be with you in the name of Jesus, the one who puts Pilate and the ways of this world on trial, not the other way around. Amen.
Amen.
This is the year of John, and this passion narrative takes up the entire second part of the book of John. So we're spending weeks here, as I said earlier, on Good Friday. Last week, while I was absent, you started in the morning of Good Friday, actually, reflecting on Peter's denial. And this continues today. This Good Friday morning, actually, is where we're at in John's Gospel. And this year, more than ever, because we're spending a total of 4 weeks, 6 worship services, including Maundy Thursday, and then, of course, Good Friday. If we don't come to understand why Good Friday is good, is all good, Christ's absolute victory in the Gospel of John, then I have failed you miserably. We have to get that Good Friday is all good. And so we're spending a lot of time here with Good Friday. Most years, we get these 2 chapters just on Good Friday. We actually read through the whole thing on Good Friday evening, chapters 18 and 19. Here we're just spreading it out. And it is so different, actually, to do it this way. I think it's so cool, and ultimately it is so good. Jesus today is standing before Pilate. Rather, actually, Pilate is standing before Jesus. Actually, what's happening here is Jesus is the one who's putting Pilate on trial. Doesn't look like that to the world. It certainly doesn't look like that to Rome. Jesus, in John's Gospel, shows no fear, no pain, no signs of being intimidated in the least. Certainly no sorrow, even and especially in Pilate's souped-up military headquarters. Jesus cries at the tomb of Lazarus, but he's not crying here. He's showing no fear, no intimidation at all. That's amazing to me. I go on base, North Island, Coronado, for a chapel service. And I get intimidated just going into the gates, right? Heavily armed soldiers everywhere. These incredible ships are sitting in the harbor. There's warplanes up in the sky. I'm totally intimidated by this. Rome was the world's superpower back then, you see. There's a reason that I was reminded of Washington, D.C. when I was in Rome a couple years ago. Our architecture reflects Rome, right? It's all for intimidation. It's Pax Romana. Jesus, however, shows no fear with all this power around him. Peace be with you in Jesus' name. Peace in the face of the greatest intimidation. Jesus puts the ways of the world on trial here. Pilate represents that. Next week, he'll actually say, just really calmly to Pilate, "You have no power over me." He's not shaken in the least. So Jesus is always offering truth. Jesus is always offering his way of light, eternal life in the Spirit, both to people on the inside and also to people on the outside. That's the story in the Gospel of John. It's constantly happening. Insiders means Jews. Outsiders means anyone who's not a Jew. And we're seeing this all the way through the book of John. It's still happening in our text here today. Sometimes insiders or Jews accept Jesus' teaching. And we've gotten stories of Nicodemus. He's an insider, a Pharisee. And he is open to Jesus' teaching, actually. Sometimes outsiders accept Jesus' teaching. Remember the Samaritan woman way back in chapter 4? She was an outsider that was open to Jesus' teaching. Compare her today to Pilate. They're both outsiders. Both the Samaritan woman and Pilate, the Roman governor. They're both outsiders. The woman back then in chapter 4, she's open to Christ's truth and she believes. Pilate does not. And this is our story today. This is cinched when he shoots back arrogantly in our text today. He says, "What is truth?" Jesus is offering his teaching to Pilate. How about that? God so loves this world, remember? That's the Gospel of John. Even this powerful, heavily armed Roman governor, Jesus is offering some teaching, some open arms, some acceptance. But Pilate rejects Jesus. Pilate's on trial in front of Jesus. And, well, this is not a scene of defeat for Jesus. It's unfortunately a scene of defeat for Pilate. The ways of the world that say that brute force and violence and intimidation win the day. That's wrong. The cross wins the day. Doesn't make sense to Rome. They think they've got it. But friends in Christ, the cross wins. And Jesus is on his way to the cross. He's been referring to this moment of going to the cross throughout the entire book of John. And this moment of going to the cross is referred to in John. Jesus is always saying this moment of his ultimate glorification. Jesus going up on the cross. This is good. Jesus going up onto the cross, being raised above everyone else, is good. This is the Gospel of John. It doesn't make sense to Rome. Christ is our peace, not Pilate, not Rome. God's love is our hope. God's love is our future. God's love is our security. Not Pilate, not Rome. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. It's not of Pilate's world. Christ's eternal life and light makes so little sense to the world that it's often not even recognized. This is an amazing dialogue with Pilate and Jesus. And here Jesus is standing right in front of Pilate, offering him this way, this truth, this life, and he doesn't recognize it. Pilate still thinks he's in control, just like we can so often think that we're in control too. Pilate misses it. So the question for us this week as we go out, when have we missed it? When have you missed it? When has Jesus' truth been right in front of you, and yet you put your trust instead in something else? In the powers of this world, in the ways of this world, in the idols of this world. Brute military force, pax romana, riches and fame, fortune. Do you know what Jesus was doing here? Standing here in front of Pilate? What Jesus is really doing in this text, he's offering Pilate an exorcism. He's offering us an exorcism too. Will you pray with me for an exorcism? Take hold of us, Lord Jesus. Take all the sinful, self-centered, violent, angry, jealous, hateful, fear-filled inclinations of our hearts and our bodies and our cultures and our minds. Take all that rips us away from seeing you right before us. And exorcise the demons that dwell within us. Exorcise the idolatry of which we are guilty. Tear out our selfishness and our fear, O God. And fill us instead with your deep and abiding presence. Fill us instead with the assurance that your cross is never a loss, and only a victory. Fill us instead with your way of justice that leads to hope. Saturate our hearts and our bodies and our whole lives with your love and grace, your joy, and the assurance of your deep and abiding peace this day and every day. Amen.
At Shepherd of the Valley, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon, and to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!